Games from the Front presents a World War Cthulhu campaign. All right. Mitch is not joining. Tane is not joining tonight. I think he said Tane is continuing his studies, his research. I think Mitch said he had like an office party or something to go to.
Or that man has no priority.
He must have a job or something. I don't know.
Right. Oh,
it's important gaming to be had.
Scandals. Who works?
Who works? Seriously.
King is for suckers.
All right. So, we met last Monday, and we were back in London, and it was early September 1940. Anybody want to do a recap of what transpired last time?
Sure, I'll go. Before you pick on me anyways.
Do it.
So this is all basically Hugh's fault, is the way I remember this.
Whose fault?
So Hugh.
Okay, sure.
Hugh.
He had such a dramatic effect on this woman.
Yes.
That even though she went off and got married, she never lost the flame for Hugh. And she has some bizarre... Apparently SOE needs lawyers for some reason. Because it's a very strange callback from modern times to then. But in any event, they need lawyers, so her law firm does something with SOE. She ran into Hugh, and then she cold called him, asked if he could come over. Hugh, wanting to be gallant, thought it'd be good to bring his horn dog friend Eric with him, whose mission apparently is to sleep with everything in England. Robert had nothing better to do, and
of course not.
Oliver had nothing better to do, and he thinks these blokes are very interesting. They get into wild adventures, so they tagged along to Teresa's.
That's her name.
Residence. Teresa San's husband, which we later figured out was probably because she was sleeping with her boss, who is a weirdly young-looking yet very prominent attorney in a very prominent firm. It just doesn't seem to quite add up. Had a lot of conversations, a lot of sexual tension between Hugh, Eric, and Teresa. And then we ended up in the basement. Not involving sex.
Or so you think.
True. We didn't actually explore all the basement, did we? But we found a marble slab with a strange inscription on it. The boss showed up, seemed a little bit upset that there were other men in on the action. So he stormed off. And she was also complaining about... strange people trying to break in the home and appearing to be surveilling the home, but mostly they would only do so at night. So we finished our last session discussing our plan to stake out the house and see if we could catch whoever it was that was coming around.
Yep.
That's what I remember.
Yep.
Good job.
And we had a couple tasks. I think... Robert and I are heading to see if we can get some supplies, and we have a couple of tasks to accomplish before nightfall.
Yeah, for sure. Good job with that summary. And it was I don't know, early afternoon thereabouts, and you guys are going to split up a little bit and try to take care of some tasks before nightfall. It seemed before the blackout conditions in London hit. And I had, let's see here, Robert and Hugh, you guys were going to head out and perhaps go back to some contacts at SOE and see if you could get some equipment. Are you going high up the chain? You're going low up the chain? You trying to go to supply?
I'll go low and Hugh can go high.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We'll... if you can hit the supply sergeant, and then I'll go hit the, is there like a equivalent of a company commander, someone I can who's sort of in charge of the supply section.
Yeah, oh, you want to stay within the kind of supply area? Sure.
Well, I guess. I mean, we're just trying to borrow some uniforms and, you know, guns, nothing much.
Yeah.
So those are called dimwats.
Yeah, your intuition tells you that guns are going to be tough to come by in wartime London. You can certainly try. You know, kind of looking at the list here, the uniform, the ARP uniforms, torches, binoculars, no problem. You know, you've got, let's say, a hand weapon each, that are enough for the group, either in your own collection or you can get a knife or two. Those are no problems. Your inclination is you're probably going to have to go to the major if you want some pistols. And that's up to you if you want to try. There's time to do it, but you're not going to get that from straight up supplies.
All right. So I'll go talk to the major.
Okay. Yeah, you make your way back, actually, the office that you're at not too long ago. He amazingly has time to see you, and you enter the office of the major. You might remember he has two chairs and a big desk. Although he looks busy with paperwork, he certainly has time to meet with you. And he goes, "Ah, Smith. What is it? Do you go by Warner Smith or just Smith?"
Well, it's Warner Smith.
Warner Smith.
Ah, sir.
did not expect to see you here. Whoa, what is this about?
Well, sir, I've got to ask you a bit of a favor, I'm afraid. Sorry to impose, but the lads and I have, or the men and I have discovered some goings on right here in London on our own doorstep that we think will have some impact on the war. And we need to do a few more investigations. Now, I can't say much right now, but it is directly related, sir, to our to what was going on in Holland a few weeks ago. And we're going to need some equipment for tonight. And I was hoping that perhaps you could, use your influence to help us out.
Well, sure. The supply department, whatever they're called, will help you out. No problem.
Sir, we will perhaps need some pistols as well. Is that something?
Pistols?
You know,
pistols? What is this about again?
Pistols in a war? Oh my gosh.
Well, we have to be careful with this type of equipment. We don't know who's infiltrated us. Jerry could be here under our noses and we wouldn't know.
I do understand, sir, but you remember the some of the goings on during our debriefing about what happened in Holland. Well, we think some of it might be happening here. And
what connection do you see?
Well, sir, we were investigating a house today, directly related to the SOE. And in the cellar, we did discover some very strange things. Is all I could say. Is the best way I can describe it right now, sir. And Eric is still out there. He's keeping a watch, but we want to come back after nightfall, as there have been some suspicious goings on that the homeowner has told us about, and we feel that there could be some danger involved, and we would appreciate if we could have some kind of some weapons.
All right, so why don't you go ahead and make a persuade roll.
Persuade roll. Okay. And
I think you're at 35, I think you're at.
I think I am, yeah. Let's see here. Oh, no. 80 is not 35.
Yeah. Look, Warner Smith, you know, you're just new on the job here. Certainly I'd like to help you out. Give me a little more evidence and we'll reconsider it. You could be anticipating too much. Certainly these are dangerous times, but no, the request denied.
Oh, very well, sir. I understand.
Is there anything else I could do for you?
No, sir. We'll be able to get the rest of the equipment, as you say, from supply. And I, step back one pace, flash a big salute, and turn my heel and walk out.
Yeah, yes.
No sense in poking that particular bear.
He kind of flips his salute at you a little bit and almost dismisses you with his hand. Okay. So, otherwise you get the uniforms, the torches, take a pick, saps or knives, another handheld
weapon. There's four of us, correct?
Yeah.
Four of us.
Yeah.
I'll take a sap. That's kind of... Well, is Robert and I are there, so we kind of have to decide. So, Robert, what do you think? We'll take two of each, or...
I'm going to step out of character. What is a sap?
A sap is a like a truncheon.
What's a truncheon?
Okay, so you know when you go on those left-wing protests in Portland? It's what the cops hit you with over the head.
So it's like a billy club?
Yes.
Okay. I thought a sap was more like a sock filled with quarters. Like
It can be, but okay. you can... Well, yeah, so it can be soft in the sense that it's flexible. Or I've also... I don't know. It's some kind of like... It's small, though.
Yeah, people with it.
Something,
it's normally concealable.
Not a knife. Yeah. It's not sharp. It's not, but it's...
No, and it's not like a long truncheon. It's like short.
Yeah, okay.
But it could be solid or soft. But anyway, yeah, you knock people out with it.
I gotcha. Yeah. Let's see. Eric Robert still has his knife, I think.
Robert would be very handy with a sap, I'm sure.
Yeah, and just so you know, from a, like maybe a game play standpoint, if you had the opportunity to clock someone in the head with it, you might get a knockout roll of some kind.
Yeah, I think we want to learn things. I think we want to go. Maybe we take one knife and all the rest saps.
Yeah, I agree.
And maybe one sap for everybody, and then just an extra knife.
Yeah.
And
maybe Eric can use the knife because he's going to be outside.
Yeah. I know Eric didn't keep his gun, but he has his knife, correct? Or
yeah, I was just going to say, Eric, you've been able to retain your unusual knife from Lysingen.
Yeah.
You have access to that if you want to use it.
Just small correction. He didn't get to keep Oliver's gun, but Oliver gave him.
Right.
Came make sure really handy.
We remember all of this.
Yes.
Nope.
All right.
So we'll requisition four saps and one knife. Is that correct?
Yeah, we'll just do a backup knife for maybe I'll carry it since I'm the best brawler.
Yeah. And then four torches. ARP uniforms, and do we need binoculars because it's like nighttime?
Yeah, they're not going to help, I don't think. No. We were just brainstorming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. All right, so you've acquired that, and you're making your way back to whatever town that was, Charlton. In the meantime, Eric, you were kind of hanging back at the house. You were going to, if I remember correctly, scout it out, check it out from
I was going to look at all the, look for potential places to hide in the surrounding areas to stake out the place.
Yeah, for sure.
Avenues of approach, that kind of thing.
Okay, let me pull something up here. Let me see if I can get this to work. All right, did that switch over for you guys?
Yes.
Okay. Something's happening.
All right.
You've become quite the tabletop expert, haven't you?
It's you.
Does it have a daylight basement tie? I mean, I'm kind of...
Yeah, I have to admit, the floor plan isn't exactly right, but...
No, you stole it from some real estate website. Admit it.
MLS.
Google.
Yes, Google image search is powerful.
Yeah, for sure. So, Eric... Yeah, it's still midday and early afternoon, and you start to recon the grounds inside and outside the home. The light green box off the kitchen and dining room is the backyard, and there's a light gray border to that. There's a fence there. It's about 6 feet high. A wooden fence that's all the way around, except I don't have it marked, but there's an entry into the backyard off of that utility room door. You can go straight into the backyard from there. And if you remember, this home I said was abutting a park or a forest, and that's that dark green area. It extends quite a bit more than what I've shown here, but it partially wraps around the backyard. And that's kind of why the dark green kind of wraps around the side of the fenced-in area. Okay.
Okay, and the basement, you said there was, when we looked the last time, there was some markings of where was that window? Was that against the backyard or?
Yeah. So you found. We talked about one window. There were two or three windows to the basement that had markings to them. It was really, and you might remember, the first floor windows were nailed shut.
Yeah.
But the basement windows perhaps had been opened at some point. They're not necessarily shown on this map, but those are the two separate sets of windows.
Yeah, so my intention is essentially to check out the backyard leading from the basement windows and as well the park behind, looking for areas where perhaps we could stake out to have a good oversight of any goings-on at night.
Okay. And you might remember that Teresa had said that even at some point she had seen people peering in what would be I think I can point to this. You guys can see that little arrow that's
pointing.
Like she saw people off of that back fence area before. So I'm sorry, Eric, what kind of, tell me about the information that you're trying to get. What are you trying to figure out? Are you trying to figure out where people were coming in or where they may come in?
Two things. Yeah, so two different pieces of information, right? Where we could stake out, like, positions for ourselves to watch from a good vantage point any approaches by unknown suspects towards the house, and also if there's any evidence of where these people might have been coming from or how they've been getting into the backyard and approaching the basement windows.
Sure. Yeah, and what was it? We were talking about military science, was it?
Yes.
It's kind of, yeah, so why don't you go ahead and make a military science roll.
Okay. I think that was...
You just made Burn so happy.
Yay! I've been wanting to use that dance.
Can I use my military science roll to open
You're going to roll a 99, aren't you? Aren't you, Burn?
Yeah.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. No. Got 76. I rolled an 85.
Okay. Oh,
all right.
Can I push it?
Tell me a little. I mean, so you may.
So
what are you going to do? What's the extra juice you're gonna provide to the situation? And the consequence if you fail is going to be probably it'll take a considerable amount of time for you to figure this out, and you may be rushed in some way later in the evening should something happen.
I'm certain that something's been going on, and I don't know why I'm quite so perplexed, so I'm essentially going to really try to knuckle down and try to figure out what's going on here.
And give it another go. Okay, fair enough. Yeah. You go ahead and give that a roll.
23. Okay.
Fair enough. All right. So yeah, there's a couple of things that come to your attention. First of all, the front of the home, and you don't see it on this particular map, but the you see a front door off of the porch area that leads to the main street. And your consideration is that it's exposed, right? Like at night, even under the without the cover of the forest or the backyard, in blackout conditions, that's certainly an entry point for people through that front door. Not a surprise.
Okay.
But also there are windows those basement windows. One is under that lounge area, and I should have mentioned that garage isn't really a garage; it's additional living space. There's actually a window that's facing on this side. I'm going to point those arrows. Kind of a window over on that side too. So your first reaction or inclination is that in blackout conditions, to focus solely on the back is probably a mistake.
Okay.
Right? Having said that, as you look at the nailed windows, that remember those are around the first floor. All the first floor windows were nailed shut. You see I don't know if you would necessarily say it's extra activity or extra effort, but I'll put it this way: there are more nails towards the back, that, you know, those windows off the kitchen and the dining room. Your interpretation of that is that was probably the area that got the most attention. Perhaps they spent the most time there. Maybe that's the direction they came from initially and were able to spend the most time there first before moving on. Whoever did this. And then finally, I don't have a map for it, but there is a second floor to this home. To see into the backyard and into the forest and over the fence, your inclination is that it's best to do that from there's a second floor bedroom that looks over the backyard, and that's the best vantage point.
Okay.
All right. Anything else you wanted to do on with your time there, Eric?
Thinking, are there places that, strategic places that we could station pickets, essentially, so that we could see each other, be within sight of each other, knowing that we probably wouldn't have walkie-talkies if we were to stake out the place?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be tough to have anyone outside. That's going to be blackout conditions.
With flashlights, we'd be able to signal each other, perhaps.
Yeah.
Line of sight. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of looking for that kind of the tactical advantage in the area, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it depends on where people are going to be, but, you know, the windows are going to have, you know, heavy dark curtains for blackout conditions. Okay. Yeah. You know, perhaps staking someone out by the windows. If someone was outside, you could signal each other with a torch.
No, keep in mind as well, if we have ARP warden uniforms on, we're going to be allowed to wander around. We'll be expected to see people like that wandering around. So
yeah, that's fair.
Burn, so you can take that into account in your tactical assessment. That we'll be able to patrol a bit without raising undue fuss.
And Rex, you were talking to your mentor at some point. I don't think he had any additional information, other confirming than some of the things that you suspected about. What were you guys talking about?
I showed him the sketch of the inscription on the marble slab.
That's right.
And he did confirm that those are symbols of primary elements, but he didn't seem to have much additional information. And he left me with the impression that in some ways he was almost taken aback that I had come by this and given it to him. So so what I'd do with the rest of my time, depending on how much time there is, would be potentially, if I have access to a library, see if I could do some quick research to see if anything else might develop from that as to its relevance, why it might appear in a basement in England, things of that nature.
Sure. Yeah, we can we can work off that. I'm trying to remember. Was it Dr. Putney?
Correct.
What's his affiliation? Is he a?
He was dismissed from his post, quote unquote, retired, because he began to annoy. Became somewhat of an embarrassment for the college because of his pronounced interest in the occult.
So he was in academia and has since retired, quote unquote.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, you know, because of his profession, he had taken up residence near the college, and so yeah, you have access to a library there. I'm looking for your. Let's see here. All right.
If you want to know my library skill, I'll tell you.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out if there's really anything for you to find with a straight-up library.
A map of the second floor of the house.
For sure. Go ahead. You can make a library use roll. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. And And I passed.
All right.
Just a regular success.
Regular success. Okay. Yeah, once again, you are able to really, really confirm that those symbols are related to alchemy and primal, you know, primary elements, as they're known. So again, no additional information, further confirmation, pretty rudimentary at this point. But that's what your library explorations turn up.
Okay. Then I make my way back to the house to meet up with the rest of the team.
All right. Yeah, you catch some public transport and make it back. Is everybody going back, I take it, at this point?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Late afternoon, mm-hmm. you ride back. Teresa welcomes you back. Oh, yes. Eric has been checking out the home. I don't know what he's up to. I hope he finds what he's looking for. But, yes, I've been preparing dinner for all of us. Are all of you staying the evening or the night? And I would hate to stay alone, but I didn't know what your plans were.
Oh yes, we'll stay if we can.
Oh, certainly,
we'd
certainly.
Like to.
I have a couple couches and some extra bedrooms and I'd feel much safer if you were to stay.
Very well. Yes. Yeah.
Does Eric notice everybody else coming in?
Yeah. Sure, yeah. You're all have all joined back home, or at okay. Teresa's home. And you have a lovely meal of some wonderful British dish, whatever that may be.
Just like Mom used to make.
Oiled millet's gray.
A delicious stew with some dumplings. Clearly, go ahead and make everybody make a make, do, and mend roll.
God.
Ooh, what?
There's a skill.
15% is.
There's a skill called make, do, and mend.
Your base is 15%.
Nice. That's where I'm at.
Why is it not under?
Oh, yeah. I may have typed it in.
Oh yeah, I still have my original sheet.
15%. It probably
15% is your base.
15. Yep. I don't remember ever working on that one. Make, do, and mend. Oh, I'm just going to roll against 15. Nope.
Yeah, no for me too.
And negative. No for Oliver.
Okay. Well, the meal is delicious, and you retire to the lounge area for perhaps a drink from her personal collection, and she tells you of her concerns about the situation with the war and how it's made business tough at the law firm, but otherwise it's a very pleasant evening, and we approach about 9 o'clock in the evening. I guess I should give you guys an opportunity. Are you going to change into your ARP outfits?
So as the dinner wraps up and we talk, then I suggest to everybody that I give them a report of my findings.
Nice.
My tactical assessment. So, friends, I have done my tactical assessment of the situation. So,
yeah. I love it. Okay.
Gentlemen, orders. No. So,
is there a PowerPoint for this?
Oh, there's always a PowerPoint.
Excellent.
It is my assessment that the intruders are coming in solely from the front of the house, the basement window that we saw under the lounge. During the blackout conditions, it is very dark out there. I propose that we stake out the inside of the house and allow the bad guys to ingress, and then we catch them as they're in the house. I would suggest that we have one man up on the second floor watching over the backyard, just in case there's enemy movement coming through the back. We station two people in the basement, and then have a band of three people roving, perhaps one outside in the uniforms. But I suggest that the best course of action is to let them come into the house and get them while they're inside.
How many people? How many
yeah,
does
someone
want to
do the
here?
Math?
Yeah.
That's, that's about 14 people you have.
One man upstairs, mm-hmm. two in the basement, and two roving.
That's one more than
one
we
off.
Have.
Yeah, Tane is
how
not
many
here.
Do we have right now? Oh, Tane isn't four. There. Yeah, okay. So there we go. One roving.
Is this Austrian math you're telling us?
I'm looking at five counters.
It's more accurate than Canadian math.
Oh, it's metric, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Eric, one correction that what I was trying to communicate was that the front of the house, the front of the home, was perhaps unprotected or subject to certainly vulnerable, but it was really the back of the home where you believe that most of the activity was, and perhaps
okay, well, I thought you said the windows were nailed shut back there mostly.
But
the first floor,
yeah, the first floor, the basement. There's actually some basement windows on the towards the backyard that were. Those are the ones that had some of the activity that I was talking about. Yeah.
Okay, I misunderstood. Then correct it all.
I like the plan of letting them come in the house, though.
Yeah. As I'm corrected,
well,
I
could possibly go wrong.
That with a shrug.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll get you know. So your little figures are unlocked, and you know, at 9 o'clock, I'm going to put. At this point, Teresa is kind of fixing up in the kitchen from the dinner. You know, she left the plates after the meal and is now readying up in the kitchen, as my grandma would say. And you guys can tell me about your condition in terms of your outfits and your equipment. And you know, it's you have until about 9 p.m. and we'll see where things stand. Oh, and I put a six-sided die out there. If someone wants to go to the second floor, you can pretend that that's the bedroom on the second floor that overlooks the backyard.
So if they're coming from the backyard, and that was my assessment, I suggest we have one person looking out from the top window. We have a runner, and then we have two men in the basement getting ready for anybody to come in.
Sounds like I should be in the basement.
Yes.
And Rex is on the stairs. I just want to point
yes. out. Yes. I was waiting for you to get that, Doug.
I got
it. Seeing as I have a limp, I shouldn't be the runner.
So
what's
could be
the
runner.
What's the runner supposed to do?
To inform the guys.
To inform the guys in the basement. That So the plan would be from the second floor window, you would see the enemy movement coming through the backyard, send the runner down to inform the guys in the basement to get ready and also to have an extra body.
Well, I'm pretty horrible at fighting, although I'm worried that I'm going to miss the guys coming and get
so
in trouble for that as well.
I'm fairly okay. I could be the runner, I think.
Actually, I should probably be the runner.
Yeah.
I think Oliver would make
a
great runner.
What the I have tradecraft at 51. I'm not sure that tradecraft's the right skill for this.
Well, who has the – well, I guess it might not matter really who has the highest speed. It's probably me, actually.
I've got an 8. I don't know what that is.
That's pretty fast.
Yeah.
I think. I've got 8. Well. Yeah.
So why don't we make
I have a 7.
Eric be the runner.
Yeah.
Ty, typically what kind of skill would you be checking against to observe people approaching the house?
Yeah.
That's spot hidden.
Oh. Yeah, probably spot hidden.
Spot hidden.
Yeah.
I've got a 33 in that.
I think we all
got
kind
a 35. So actually, maybe I should be up there.
I have a 45 in spot hidden.
Oh.
Yeah, you should be looking.
There you go.
Where should I be?
You should be looking out the window. Maybe second floor.
In the
second floor.
Then, so where should I?
Have the runner with you. Have Eric with you as a runner.
So I'll just, where should I be? Like, is that the second floor there?
Yeah,
it's on top of the die. Nice aim there, buddy.
look at your shadow.
I was teabagging you earlier.
I know you were.
You weren't protesting because you liked it.
I'm supposed to sing the Tetley T song.
Can't do this.
Look at your shadow on the. All
right.
Oh, for the record, I have been drinking.
There you
since
go.
For a while.
Hey, huzzah!
Wow, that is precariously on the edge of that die.
Where is the basement? I want to go in the basement.
There on the map, there's the stairs, and there's a kind of like that cupboard marking. Think of that as...
He's in the hut.
I was in the right place.
You were.
Okay, so I guess I'm going to go downstairs and chronicle Robert's demise when he loses the fight.
I'm going to throw you at them. I'm going to Tane Kersley you like a table.
That's probably the best option at this point.
Oh, my God. Stuck in this game.
Wow.
Eric's down here chatting up Teresa for the moment.
I could watch this for hours.
So hard.
Gosh.
You do it. I'm going to do it. Oh, my God.
Oh.
There you go. Okay.
Oh. Did it.
All right. So,
because I have my lift height at, like, the maximum. What's to do with it?
Oh.
So the night approaches. Curtains are drawn. Most of the lights are now turned off.
Eric's upstairs with Hugh, just for the record.
Eric and Hugh are upstairs. Okay. And are you kind of looking out the same window at the back? I mean, it's really only one or two. I guess you don't really matter.
Yeah.
Looking at the back.
Whoever.
Okay.
Gazing in the moonlight. Mostly.
And Robert, Robert, you're in the basement, or you're...
Yes.
Okay. And then Oliver's kind of chilling on the stairs.
Or he's in the basement.
Well, I mean, my only question is, do we not want to have anybody watching the front side of the house?
Are you going to volunteer yourself for that?
I mean, I'm the only person left. I'm either going to be down in the basement trying to help Robert, or... I could be up in this reception hall. Is that an enclosed porch?
No, kind of more of a landing.
That would be a smart idea.
Can you see out the door? Or is it a solid door, Ty?
There are windows kind of at the top of the door. But, you know, they're going to be blacked out.
Mm.
You know,
is there a way
fashion.
Eric could stand to sort of, I mean, what are the stairs like? Can I stand with an earshot of you and then... also observe the front entrance, perhaps? I don't know if that's possible in the house. Might be too much.
Yeah. Say that part again.
But, you know, standing so upstairs, there's obviously stairs heading down. It looks like the stairs might generally go to the front entrance.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to stand at the stairs, it's themselves, and watch the front door.
Yeah, I mean, and sentry back and forth, checking every couple moments thereabouts.
I'll check back with Oliver and ask him if he likes that idea.
All right.
I just don't want to get in trouble. So I will go down in the basement with Robert and see what happens.
I think we're going to try and make ourselves not visible to the path between the windows and the altar, if that's possible, but somewhere where we can see the windows.
Okay. Yeah,
Eric is two-stepping back and forth upstairs.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the windows in the basement, like if they would be blacked out in any way. I mean, there's only light down there if you turn it on. We'll consider that those windows are not covered. At this time of night, though, you every once in a while hear what you assume is an ARP warden of some kind shout out, "Turn those lights off!" You know, that kind of, he's shouting at neighbors or something.
Are we dressed up? Or did we actually dress up?
I think we should.
Oh, yeah. In case we have to go outside.
We have to run. We have to run after. Yeah,
or effect.
Let's dress up. Let's all put our uniforms on.
Okay.
Yep. Get out the tickle trunk and dress up. All right.
All right.
I don't know what that means.
But, right. Only Bern and I will understand that one.
Yeah, it's Mr. Dress-Up. Come on.
Because of what you think.
All right, any last-moment preparations?
I'm going to get my sap out.
Nice.
I have my knife.
Slap it in my fist.
You guys are not... you actually do see a little bit of worry, concern on Teresa's face as you kind of go into operations mode and everything turns quite a bit more serious. And she seems to pick up on that vibe and... She certainly seems out of place, but isn't is glad that you were there, but certainly seems uneasy with the preparations that are going on throughout her home.
Do I notice that as I'm walking around, Eric? I should go to Hugh and perhaps tell him to tell her to retire to her room for the night and not come out.
That's up to you.
Perhaps I should protect her in her room.
Yes.
Yes, Teresa, my dear, it might be time for you to retire. We'll take care of things from here on in.
Okay. Do you think something's going to happen?
Well, no, but it's just, you know, there's no sense in you worrying or, you know, being bored out here. So, but, you know, just best that you be in your room and do lock the doors.
Okay. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, upstairs. Okay.
What's that vibrating sound coming from her room?
Must be brushing her teeth.
Wait, where's Eric?
Yeah. Okay. So she takes your advice and heads on up. For what it's worth, the master bedroom is somewhere over the lounge in the front of the house.
Nice front, Eric.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't you guys individually make luck rolls?
Fuck.
Okay.
So it's basically just we're rolling against the luck that we have, like, yep. Just like any other roll.
Okay. Yeah, whatever your current luck value is. If you spent luck, it's going to be lower than if you spent luck before. It's going to be lower than whatever you started with. But whatever your current value is.
Just a question. There's like on the other rolls we have, you know, the half and the fifth, right? Mm-hmm. But in luck we don't. So is it just a pass fail roll, or is there any level of?
I think it's just pass fail. Yeah.
Okay, so I've passed. I passed quite well, actually, but...
Yeah, I passed as well.
I rolled a 0.5, which I could have used earlier.
I rolled a 7.
Wow.
No.
Robert passed as well.
Yeah.
Lucky, everybody. Lucky.
So we're all getting lucky with Teresa tonight? Is that the idea?
All right. So, so it gets closer, you know, 9 o'clock passes, 9:15, 9:30. What you guys have noticed is that, Oliver, you're my astronomer. You actually know that, the last new moon was 2 nights ago. So on Monday, the 2nd of September. So there's only a very faint, crescent moon in the sky. It's almost complete darkness. So not only do you have the dark out conditions, the blackout conditions to deal with, there's very little, if any, moonlight. I don't know. I guess I should have given you guys a chance to know that. Oliver brings it up if you guys want to change positions, but I don't know if it makes that much of a difference.
Oh. I don't know that it matters.
Okay. No. All right. So we get close to... time passes, you know, Oliver and Robert are quietly chatting in the basement. Hugh and Eric, go ahead and make spot hidden rolls.
Ooh, 7.
Oh, come on. Ooh, yes, I rolled a 0.9 against my 45, so.
I rolled a 0.7.
Right. And actually, a 0.9 is the
extreme.
Is the extreme?
So 1/5. Yeah,
yeah. It is exactly 1/5.
So we had one extreme and one hard success. All right.
Yeah, one hard.
All right.
Minus 6.
All right. So some movement from the forest area over the fence catches your eye. There's a way to rotate these guys. I forget how to.
Don't ask me. I can't even.
You hold the mouse wheel.
Right click.
Left click, and then.
Ooh.
Hold the and then rotate the mouse wheel.
Ooh.
There you go.
All right. Cool.
Fancy.
All right,
Eric.
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 Yeah.
Now we do the dance.
That's the time on Sprockets where we dance.
We dance.
Touch my monkey. Touch it now.
All right. So even though there's very
touch my eggs.
Even though there's very little moonlight, you guys do catch the outline of some figures crawling over the fence from the forest area in the back of the back, you know, the backyard. And they basically, you know, first you see kind of the outline of a head, and then the bodies themselves, both, you know, from your point of view, quietly make it into the backyard this far.
Hugh, I go down to warn them now. I come back to see what else they're up to.
Yes, yes, go, Eric. I'll keep an eye on these.
Okay, so
these ones here.
Eins, zwei.
Links, rechts. Mach schnell.
So I'm kind of down at the bottom, at the basement stairs. There is movement in the backyard. More reports to follow.
All right. So they continue to make their way in here. And let's say that they get about this far before...
Oh, hello, everyone.
Hello, what are you doing? They make it in about, not to the back of the house structure itself, and we should probably change over to some dex order here. So let me look up a couple stats. Do-do-do. All right, let's take a look. Tane is not here, which is too bad because he's your dex master.
Yeah. We can make fun of him.
All right.
You, I will wait outside the door. Tell me when you think I should head downstairs to wait with the rest of them.
All right.
Very
so,
well.
So, let's see. So, first of all, let me get my guys right. This guy approaches the side of the house, and Hugh, you're able to make out his outline. You mm-hmm. can't see exactly what he's doing. You're basically kind of looking straight down on top of him.
Okay.
I guess you'd have to be leaning out the window to do that. Let me take that back. You see him approach the house and kind of get out of view.
Right, so I can tell he's against the house.
You would think that he's against the house doing something. You don't necessarily hear anything, but that's he kind of disappears from view.
Right.
Let's see here. Oliver, I've got you next at 45.
Oliver? We lost Oliver!
Sorry. Well, I don't see anything, though, do I?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, all you know is that Eric came by and said something's going on in the backyard.
Yeah, it didn't even bother to tell us how many somethings.
That's what I was thinking. When he came down again, I was going to kick him in the ass.
So,
how many? Eric,
too many schnapps, Eric.
I continue to remain as hidden as I can in the basement.
I'm drunk. There we go.
Okay, you're in the basement. Okay, we'll consider that you, like you're holding your action for.
Perfect. So I'm holding my action.
Yeah. All right, and then Hugh, you actually see the other guy. He approaches and kind of disappears at that point, which takes me to Eric.
So, but am I able to like everyone is one floor below me, right?
Correct.
Eric is waiting for you to tell him to they're getting into the house, so head down now.
So I turn to Eric. Where are you, Eric? You're just behind me, right?
I'm waiting at the doorway to the hallway.
So I turn to him. I'm like, Eric, they're both at the windows right now, downstairs.
Oh, I go now. Okay. So is it my go in the Dexter?
Yeah.
Okay. So Eric essentially hightails it to the stairs,
mm-hmm.
whispers down again in a loud voice. In a loud whisper.
Achtung!
Yeah. Something. There are two men approaching the window now. I will wait here. And my intention is to wait at the top of the basement stairs until I hear something going on. I don't want to go down the stairs and ruin their hiding spot.
Got it. Got it.
You signal me, yeah?
Schmetterling. All right.
Schmetterling.
And now I've got Hugh.
Yes.
So Hugh, you know, you're at a window that's covered with blackout curtains. Mm-hmm. You're kind of, from what I was presuming, that you were kind of peeking out through them and you saw these figures mm-hmm. approached, and they got so close to the house that you really can't see them any longer, but you presume that they got to the structure.
Right. So at this point, I don't think there's much point in me staying up here. So I will head down the stairs.
Okay.
God.
And you could go anywhere on the first floor that you want.
Yeah, so I'll
make it that far.
First floor and then back to here. Is that okay?
Sure.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I'm just trying to move that.
Yeah. Oh, I'll move that up and then out of there.
Yeah. Thing is, I'm absolutely useless. Boom.
All right.
Yeah. So I've basically gone down one floor.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're in the kitchen.
I'm in the kitchen.
Okay. And Robert.
And I draw my sap out as I run down the stairs.
Okay.
Can I mean, Rex and I have been talking, and we haven't thought about this, but can I try and signal him to say, let's watch them and see what they do? And, like, I don't know. That's my thinking right now, is see if we can see.
Because we don't
see if we can see what they do. I don't know how well hidden we are. Do I have a sense that I might be able to stay hidden when they come in?
Yeah, so just kind of we didn't get into too much detail, but in the basement there are stacks of boxes that are probably chest high. Remember, some of them were moved about to make room for that altar, which is still there. Otherwise, there's no additional rooms in the basement. It's just kind of an open area.
We're kind of down behind a row of boxes. But if they walk over to where we are, of course, they're going to spot us, right?
You're not sure. I mean, it depends on where they come in. If you got word that they were coming in, they were headed in from the back of the house through that backyard, I mean, you could certainly position yourself behind some boxes. If you were to hide your, I mean, because as I was saying earlier, there are kind of windows to the basement on all sides of the house. You know, at least one on all sides. So you can't hide yourself from everywhere. If you wanted to pick a side or two that you wanted to be hidden from, we could do that.
Yeah. But unless they bring a light source, it's going to be pretty dark in that basement.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's nighttime, lights are on.
I don't know if you want me to make a trade. I'm going to, like, point to my eyes, and I'm going to point to the windows, and I'm just going to sit there, and I'm going to hold my action.
Okay.
While I'm looking at Rex.
Sorry, what are you holding?
Gosh. I'm going to wish I had spent some time in finishing school on tactics. Because Robert's pointed his eyes. I'm like, your eyes hurt?
So. And windows, you need glasses?
Yeah.
What?
All right. Okay. It's interesting that you're holding your last in dex order, but you're holding your action. Like, can you carry it
over? Yeah, there's no point. I mean, well, I did my little point to the eyes thing and point to the window. That was my action.
That's a good one. I like that one. Okay. So
has Robert got worse dex than me?
Yes, probably.
Robert is...
I am a klutz. I'm a 32.
Well, I'm a 37. I thought I was bad. God, that's why I made up that limp.
That's right. You guys improved a little bit at your session, so I should have wrote that down.
A little bit, yeah. I think by one.
I didn't update.
I rolled a two.
I rolled a two.
All right.
Let's go to that smash.
Yeah,
Robert smashes.
I just smash.
I'm not a dancer.
All right. Let's see. Okay, so we're going to go to the next round. I think one of these guys is going first. Robert and Oliver, make a listen roll.
Okay. Stop. Listen. What's that sound? Oh, that's a good roll. Where's my number?
Well, sounds like fap, 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 fap.
Yep. I had a hard success.
Ooh, I failed a lot.
All right. So I'll, Robert, you definitely hear somebody working on some of the windows towards the back of the house. So kind of like where they're positioned. There's a couple windows, one under the kitchen, one in the dining room, thereabouts. And you definitely hear somebody's doing something to those windows. I don't know if they're trying to open them, they're trying to move them. Something's going on.
Okay.
Let's see, who's next? Oliver. So yeah, so from an action, that was just automatic. That's not an action for you guys. Oliver, what would you like to do?
Remain hidden.
Okay.
You can hold my action.
You can hold on to that. Eric.
I kind of stand at the top of the stairs with my knife drawn close to me, but against a wall, mm-hmm. sort of against the stairs, listening mm-hmm. intently.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah. This sound I'm describing is a little bit out of earshot for you, but, and, let's do this again. Oliver and Robert, why don't you make a listen roll again?
Oh, I get to check that too. I'm going to fail that one.
I fail again.
Okay. You guys are amazing.
Did I pass the other one?
You did. I did. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
No, please mock me. It's how I know my own
feelings. God.
All right, Hugh, you're thereabouts on the first floor, I think. Or no, you're out by the kitchen.
Yeah, right. So I'm basically by the windows where they're trying to get in, right?
Yeah.
Sort of?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Go ahead and make a listen roll twice.
A listen roll twice, okay. Yeah. So where's my listen is 20. Fail the first one. Mm-hmm. So what's a 000?
I think it's 100.
Well, it's 100, so I've definitely failed.
You go deaf.
You fall out the window.
You spontaneously go deaf.
Exactly, yeah. So two failures there.
Okay. All right. So yeah, you're in the kitchen. Your intuition tells you those guys were by the house.
So there's windows. So if I can, hang on, let me just. So there's a window here, right?
Yeah, the first floor windows are marked. Yeah, there's a window right there.
So and, I'm gonna position myself here
mm-hmm.
because I know from being upstairs, I sense that they're down there. I don't know what's going on, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to draw my sap and kind of butt myself up against the wall in such a way, if it's possible, is there enough wall space that I can kind of like, you know, have the window next to me, but if someone came through the window, I'd be, you know, and then sneak up behind them kind of deal? You know what I'm trying to get at?
Yeah, I mean, there is, in fact, that counter that is there that's actually – that outline is actually a counter, kitchen
right.
countertop.
Right, so you am I able to – Am I able to stand on it, or...?
You could sit on it. Maybe standing might be a bit much. Maybe you could. You could crouch on top of it.
Yeah, so I'll try crouching on it just and press myself up against the wall.
Okay. Yeah, there's...
And, you know, so I'm covering the window without, you know, maybe being seen, so I'll just...
Okay. Fair enough.
If it's any good snack food, I might...
All right. Let's see. That was Hugh, right? And then Robert.
I'm doing what?
Up to you.
Oh, I'm going to stay hidden.
Okay.
And hold my action for no one.
For no one.
Sounds a lot like our Star Trek game out in Portland or in
That's
Seattle
right.
last year. I choose speed zero and die.
All right. All right. So we're going to go back top of the order. No listen roll in this case for Oliver and Robert. You hear it's certainly. It's how to describe it. I mean, it's essentially pitch black in the basement. I don't think we have any lights on, and there's the light from through the windows is almost non-existent. At this point, you do hear the window open and something perhaps slide through it. More like No, not a creature necessarily, but a large object with some, I don't know, fabric-y sounds, whatever that may be. Something.
That's just me doing up my zipper, sorry.
Yeah, yes. Somebody's coming through the window for sure.
Okay.
And then, who do we got? Oliver, yeah, you've heard someone, perhaps they're still there. They haven't gotten very far, but they're certainly coming in.
I am going to hold my action.
Okay.
I'm waiting for Robert to move or do something, mm-hmm. because my theory is he's the fighter.
Yeah.
All I'm going to do is cause problems if I try to take somebody on.
Okay. And at this point, as you're kind of waiting, you hear the other window that's kind of in that area. You hear that open, and something slides through it as well. Dun, dun, dun. And over to Eric.
I will still wait. We have torches, correct? Flashlights.
Everybody does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and you might remember there are some lights on in the first floor. Most of them are out. So it's not like it's pitch black on the first floor.
I'm waiting to hear any sound of either commotion or a signal from them.
Okay.
Listening intently.
Fair enough. And then takes me over to Hugh.
Mm-hmm. So these sounds, are they actually like coming through my window that I'm by? Or is
Yeah, I was just going to say, why don't you make another listen roll?
All right. Oh my god, I missed it by one. I want to push this one. I missed it by one. Literally.
Okay. Use your luck.
All right. Yeah. So you have an option if you want to. You want to push it. Push a listen roll. Interesting. You're going to try to listen really hard, I guess.
Okay, he's going to put his ear on the floor.
Yeah.
Or to the window. Or what? I can take off a luck and add it.
Yeah. So you can spend luck and improve the roll.
Yeah. Okay. I'll spend luck because I only need one. I rolled a 21 against my 20. So
yeah. Okay. Fair enough. So yeah,
I'll spend a luck. I'm going down to 58. Okay, so I've got a pass then.
Yeah, that's enough to let you know that not the window that you're kind of guarding, but the window mm-hmm. you suspect by the basement is being opened or worked on. And
so this one right here.
I mean these windows on the map are the first floor windows, but. Okay. So somewhere along this wall, you know that there are two windows to the basement, and you think that at least one of them is being opened or has been opened.
Okay.
Okay. And with that, you can take an action if you want to do something in reaction to that.
I think Hugh's a bit of a man of action. I think he's. I think the time for stealth might be over, so I'm going to run. Down here.
I thought you were going to jump through the window.
Was that? Hang on. Well, that's a doorway, right?
Yeah, that's kind of like the doorway to the basement. Yeah.
And I'm like, gentlemen, I think there's someone or something coming in through the through the cellar.
Are you talking to me or to the?
I'm talking to whoever's next to me. Hello, hello.
I'm waiting at the top of the stairs, and they're.
Oh, are you okay? So who is here?
So
on the stairs towards the basement.
That's me.
Nobody. Yeah, Eric's kind of on the stairs, but not down in the basement. Oliver and I are both
to get
down
to that.
There.
You'd have to go past Eric and then go down the basement stairs.
So there's Eric. I'm just going to run by Eric and go, Eric, follow me. In my best infantryman's voice.
You played a twat so well.
All right. So and I've moved the. Let's pretend that the backyard is the basement.
Yeah,
and okay. There's Oliver and Robert hidden behind some boxes and
run to the sound of the guns.
That's right.
There you go.
So I don't know how far we can get, but that's my plan is run down the stairs around the corner of the basement.
Great. I'm following
and heading towards the side of the house where I think I heard the entry.
Oh, you want to make your way all the way over there?
Well, I mean, as far as you're going to let me go, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you yell Leroy Jenkins for me?
Leroy Jenkins. At least I had some chicken.
Yeah. We're going to stop you.
I'm not going to barge right in, but I want to head towards there.
Yeah. Certainly, it's dark enough that your movement is impeded, and you have to be careful in the dark not to bump into anything. I suspect that you're trying to be quiet. So you're trying to be swift.
Sorry, in this scenario, do I have to wait for my turn to follow him down? Right, because I know it's all done by strict turn order.
Yeah, I mean, for Dex, but you were kind of holding on, though, weren't you?
Well, he came by and said, follow me, so I intend to follow him, but I don't know if I have to wait for my turn specifically.
But did you hold your action, Eric?
Yeah, I think you didn't really do anything.
I held my action, and then on...
Yeah, so you can go right after him and follow him.
Yeah,
that's what held me.
Yeah, you can follow.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Got it.
All right, so everybody's in the basement. It's dark. You're behind boxes. And then, let's see. So that was Hugh. Robert, I think you're the last guy
here.
Can
I glare at Hugh? He can't see me, though.
Yeah, he can't. He's not going to pick up on your glare.
I can feel your glare. Don't worry.
I'm still going to glare at him.
Hugh's down there with his gammy leg. Hobbling forward.
Yeah,
I've done a bit of rehab. I've gained a couple of dex points. So.
I'm curious to see what Hugh does. But I'm not going to go charging in because I still want to see what they're going to do.
Okay.
You want to watch the officer get beat up.
Well, there's that, too.
There's that, too.
All right. So, let me get my numbers right.
Oh, my God.
So, you guys hear a little of a flick, and you see what you presume to be a flashlight. Kind of turn on. It's not especially strong, and it is a large open basement except for the boxes. And so you see the glare of the light kind of pierce through some of the cracks between the boxes, and you kind of hide, from that, and you're moving around just a little bit to kind of stay out of the light, but certainly somebody's turned on a flashlight in the basement. You perhaps hear a couple footsteps coming in your direction. Actually, since the light is coming in your direction, you can actually tell that a figure is moving towards you. And where you suspect that they are, you can see my hand, right?
Yep.
Okay. You know, and right, this is where the pedestal is.
The altar,
yeah.
Alleged altar.
The alleged, yeah, the yes. Strange polished marble slab with
that citizens use to eat their lunch.
Exactly. Oliver, you see a figure coming towards you, or you sense a figure coming to you, flashlight. What would you like to do?
Pee my pants. I'm going to hold.
Hold it. Hold.
Okay.
Cower. You mean cower.
All right.
Yeah.
Another flashlight, a little bit of movement right there. And everybody make a party luck roll. Who's got the lowest luck?
40.
I think, was it Oliver?
Do you? Probably me. Question, when I used my luck roll before I passed, do I still mark off a use of luck?
So your luck only changes its value if you spend it to change a die roll. If you just roll against luck, it doesn't change. It stays at whatever value it is.
So I'm at a 29.
Oof, yeah, oh, my God. 29. I'm playing poker against you.
Yeah. Okay. Oliver, make a party luck roll.
Okay, sorry, guys. Oh, that's not good. We're not lucky. 72. No,
72. Okay. as the additional team members come down the stairs, and as the spaces get tighter, because of the extra bodies, and as these as you attempt to stay out of the light that's kind of flashing in your direction, Oliver bumps into one of the boxes and makes a noise.
Nice.
And
I blame you.
Let me. All right, and you guys can tell one of the figures tenses up. You can actually see the light, which was previously kind of moving back and forth, looking and whatever it was doing, suddenly stop, and it focuses on the boxes. From what you can tell. All right.
Is he playing the light on me or on the box that I knocked over?
As far as you can tell, the lights, you didn't really knock over a box. You kind of bumped into it.
Okay.
You know, the lights are kind of shining on the boxes. You don't think that there's any way that they could see you through the boxes.
Okay.
But somebody's focusing on that area, it seems. I'm trying to remember where we left off. Yes. Oliver was holding.
And Eric, I think.
Eric, are you up?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
After Oliver. So I probably noticed lights flashing over in Oliver's direction.
Mm-hmm.
Fair to say. Is there any way to flank these guys? Is there any sort of boxes along the, I guess we'd call it the northern edge of the wall. So you to use that distraction as a way. Is what?
You right? Really want to use that military science, don't you? Yeah. Like them!
I mean, as if they're distracted over there, I'm thinking about getting around.
Yeah, so why don't you make a luck, roll?
Okay.
He's German. He's trying to recreate the Battle of Cannae.
There you go. Ooh,
1-0-1. Ooh, smokes. Okay, yeah. You from your, I think you were probably in the basement at some other point. You think you can make a way around without being seen. You know, you could probably make it up. To this area without being seen.
Yeah. Right, I tap Hugh on the shoulder, and then I point to where I'm going, and then I start heading off in that direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's barely enough light for him to see you make that gesture, but you can do it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So then,
I'll follow along, or whenever I can.
Yeah. So I will attempt to essentially outflank them.
Mm-hmm. Oh! And I trip.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Hugh?
Well, I see what he's doing. I guess I can tell by his gesture, and I will follow along.
Mm-hmm.
To here.
Leave Oliver to his fate.
Yeah, well.
All right. Robert.
He's with Robert. He'll be fine.
I think it's time to attack.
Oliver.
Okay, Robert, there's no smash. Point. Robert smash. So Robert's going to go up. And I still have my sap in my hand. I'm going to take a swing.
Okay. So as you come out behind the boxes, the flashlight is... Okay, so you see these two figures. They're kind of as they are on these standees. They've got kind of long trench coats. They've got fedoras on. They each have a flashlight that's lit in one of their hands, and in their other hands, they're holding a pistol. So you've jumped out, and you're facing someone who's got a pistol.
Die!
Let's... And the one that you're close... Which one are you going to attack? The closest one, or the...
I would probably come out toward the closest one.
Okay, yeah, makes sense. Let's see. Let's go ahead, and you're going to try to to pop them with your sap, right?
I guess. I mean, if I see they're holding a pistol, can I like abort and put my hands up?
Yeah.
Oh no!
you know, this all happens quick enough that you can, you know, you've perhaps somewhat surprised him. You can get your attack in.
All right, let's do it.
All right, and he is going to. He's actually going to. Oh, he's got to fight back. He's going to fight back. And where are my characteristics? Okay.
This is a small basement, right? Like it's a.
It's
all
I mean,
within
it's,
lunging distance, or.
There's a little bit of movement room. It's probably not as big as I've depicted here. But there's some room to move.
Yep.
All right. So we're going to do Fighting Brawl.
Mm-hmm. I had a regular success.
Okay. So you were able to clock him. Why don't you roll a d4?
Okay.
You hear this, ugh! As you hit him across the shoulder. But you get a nice three.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You get a nice clock on him. Three. Okay.
Do I get my damage bonus with the sap?
You do.
That's another 1d4.
Okay.
So another 3, 6.
Wow. Okay. And 6, huh? Okay. I think I need to check something here. Okay. Yeah, that's a pretty solid hit. Kind of in his upper body, shoulder area. Perhaps it glances a little bit against his head. You hear him, ugh! And he kind of staggers back into the, you know, a couple steps. But otherwise, okay.
Okay.
All right. That was, there's a, who? Oliver, you were holding. The other guys moved. Oliver, do you want to do something?
How much of Robert's action could I see? Does he basically just disappear, or...
You can tell that
he's see more.
You can tell that, you know, I mean, you know that he was making a movement to strike somebody to attack. It was fast enough, quick enough, aggressive enough that you could tell he was going for it, so to speak.
I'm going to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Run and away. Shine my flashlight. On the, if I can tell when I stand up who Robert's engaged with, I'm going to shine my flashlight on the other subject.
Okay. Yeah. So this, he hit this guy, and you're going to kind of shine over here.
Right.
Okay. So he's got a flashlight on him.
Yep.
All right.
Hope somebody appreciates me doing that.
That's
because I get shot.
All right. So, all right. So we're at the top of the next round, and as he staggers back, the guy that you hit, Robert, he points this pistol at you, and he actually takes a shot.
Robert.
Robert. You know, he no! And he says something, grunts at you or something, and fires away. Ooh, holy smokes.
Robert's head explodes.
No. Sorry.
Pink mist.
All right. He actually fires, but rather than a report of a bullet shot, you actually experience or see a flare. And there are some boxes back here. The flare barely misses you, Robert, and strikes some of these boxes that are towards the back of back here, and immediately just ignites a handful of boxes. There's certainly a fire going on, and
cool.
And you guys can feel the heat from the flare. You know, Robert, it kind of passes right by your ear, bounces off the wall, hits these boxes, and there's a, you know, perhaps there was paper or something in there that really, really caught fire. And from your earlier investigations, from the earlier in the day, you guys kind of know that there's probably a lot of flammable stuff down here in the basement. All right. Let's see. So that brings me back to Oliver.
What was the reaction to me lighting up the other guy? Like, can I tell? Like, is he trained his flashlight back on me?
He hasn't gone yet.
Yeah, he's. I mean, yeah, he's noticing that you're doing that. Oh, what? I don't know. Surprise.
A lot of grunting.
Yeah, a lot of grunting. Get that fucking thing out of my face. How about that?
I don't say anything.
Okay.
I just keep shining the flashlight on him.
Okay. So yeah, the light has certainly grabbed his attention, and he lifts the pistol. And his pistol, and he points it at you, and he fires.
Ooh.
Do you want to dodge, or do you want to? You are still behind some boxes, but
yeah. Man, I hope this wasn't a bad idea.
He's got a lightsaber. He can deflect it. Right? Well,
my dodge is pretty bad. I mean, I don't think I have another option though, right?
Not dodge.
Die.
Yeah. I will attempt my meager dodge.
You're only about 23, I see.
Yep. Right. Ooh, and I get it.
Nice.
With a 12.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice. Hard.
So
no, not hard.
He lifts the pistol towards you. You hear this click.
Nice.
And then boom. The flare has exploded in his hand. He's had a misfire of some kind, and he's immediately engulfed in some chemical flames of some kind. And he's rolling on the ground, and perhaps he catches a couple boxes, a little bit on fire.
Nice.
All right, so you still dodge, but
yes,
there's a momentary delay as the click happened, and then boom, all in his hand.
Excellent.
Yeah, and that, you know, now there's quite a bit of smoke in the basement that's kind of filling up. it's starting to perhaps burn your eyes a little bit and kind of get you in the chest. Yeah, yeah.
Damn amateurs.
All right. Eric.
Okay, so I see the commotion that's going on. I see Buddy, you know, beside me almost go up in flames. So I take my flashlight that I have in my hand as well, and I race for the farthest guy that Robert's tangled with, mm-hmm. with the intent from behind to whack him with the flashlight. I'm not going to stab him yet because I see they don't actually have guns, they're flares.
Mm-hmm. You have a sap as well, don't forget.
Oh, I have a sap as well.
We got saps for everyone. Everyone's got a sap.
Okay. Well, if I can take a sap, I'll take a sap, and I'll use that instead of the flashlight, I suppose.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to charge him, and the intent is to subdue him, basically hit him over the head.
Yeah. You certainly got the angle on him, and you can... Yeah. You can position yourself, you know, behind him and take a swing.
Yeah. Okay. Come on.
There you go.
Bam. How about ya?
All right. And let's see what part of the order. He's already gone. Okay. Go ahead and you can roll your fighting brawl skill.
Okay. So that's 65. Come on. Ooh, man, I'm doing good. 10. So that is a, 13 is the extreme.
Yep. So you got an extreme success?
Extreme success, 10 on 13.
Right. So I think you do maximum of both your, so it's a 1d4, which is 4, and your strength bonus is, damage bonus is none. Yeah, I think I got your damage bonus is none. All right, so you're able to do 4 points to him.
Okay.
And let me check something here. Okay. He just stumbled back from Robert's hit, and now you've hit him the other way, and he kind of stumbles forward.
He's batter up.
His Robert gives him a meat hook to the face. Right.
His legs are buckling, and he's certainly in a bad shape. All right. Ah. That's my favorite expression. Why are you so mean? All right. See, Eric, over to Hugh.
Well, I think I'll just race behind, because I don't want to touch this guy here, dude number four of you, as you've numbered him, because he's on fire. So
yeah.
Fire's bad. So I'll race up behind Eric, and I guess I'll take a swing at this guy too, if he's still stumbling around.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try and put him down, so I'll swing with my sap.
Okay. Give it a shot.
Yeah, not very fighty, unfortunately, so we'll see how this goes. No, I fail.
Okay. Swing and a miss.
Yes, yeah, he's stumbling too much.
He actually stumbles out of your away from your swing. All right, Robert.
I might as well swing at this guy again since Eric batted him to me.
yeah, he's already kind of fought back, so you can take this swing with a bonus die.
All right. Ooh, 10. That's an extreme success.
Holy smokes.
Look at us.
All right.
Knock some teeth out there.
Yeah, you crack him right in the jaw with your... You had a sap, was it?
Yeah, I had the sap.
Yeah, I mean, his head jars. He spins around, and he falls flat on his back. He's clearly unconscious at this point. Okay, now the room is really filling with smoke. The fire is spread to some other other boxes, and you've got this. The other man is help me!
Is he fully engulfed, or is it just like his arms on fire, or is he kind of like fucked?
He's fully on fire. Let me think about this. Let me think.
Like glancing at him, would we be able to say like you're pretty much done, or is there a chance?
I mean, you could try to save him.
How about the trench coat from the guy we just knocked out? Throw it over him.
You want
to
try?
We don't have coats on, right?
We would probably have like overcoats on or something like the
So somebody take the coat off and like wrap it over him and you know kick him a bunch to roll him around.
Well, my thought is like the basement's on fire. We got to get out of there, right?
Right.
Is he worth saving? As in, is there a chance or is he like a lost cause?
I'm thinking drag the bodies out, get them. Yeah.
Yeah, like, we want to drag the one guy out who's alive.
But here's the question too. I can carry one guy. I'm pretty sure I can't carry two. I guess two of you guys could carry the other guy. I say we leave him.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably a lost cause anyway if he's fully on fire.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude.
Eric will run over and try anyways, but if he can't put him out, he'll run out.
All right, Eric, make a dex roll.
Okay.
You're gonna try to smother him in some dexterous way.
And I do not make it.
you approach him and the heat from his body, I mean, the fire is largely, his skin is smoldering and the heat coming off his body is a little bit too hard for you to do much with.
Okay, so I cover my mouth and start making my way out.
All right.
Does he smell like pork chicken?
Is the whole house going to burn down?
Well, I was going to say
is it that kind of fire that we?
You guys sound that way. You start to pick up the unconscious guy, and you hear this, "Help me! Help me!" Teresa's yelling from upstairs.
Right.
Yeah. Fire! Guys number one and three.
Fire! Fire! Help me! Fire! Fire!
Oh, so Hugh of course, is going to race upstairs. So that's his old flame.
Hugh, come save me, Hugh.
Literally, and maybe his new flame.
There you go. There you go.
I see what you did there.
There you go.
So Hugh's going to... Actually, well, is it Hugh's turn? I shouldn't...
Are we still in combat?
So last thing I want you to do, I want all of you to make sanity rolls.
Sanity rolls, okay.
You've decided to leave another human being behind to his... Even though Eric tried, he failed. And
he's the enemy, come on.
I passed.
I passed, no problem.
Gosh, you guys are like...
Wow.
The most sane...
Oliver didn't pass.
Oliver.
Not me.
Not you.
I am disgusted and horrified by what I'm seeing.
Oliver, why don't you roll a 1d6. Oh, wait a minute. How does this work? Am I in the right order? Yeah, roll a 1d6.
Hold on, what I'm doing. 5.
5, really? Interesting. That's something special. And why don't you roll against your which one is it? Intelligence.
80. All right. Bloop. I pass, but with like extreme intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Well, in this particular case, the full weight of the situation has struck your psyche. The idea that someone has perished in this otherwise quaint home has struck you quite hard. And I've got some interesting die here. Let's take a look here. And the effect that you start to feel your right arm go numb, the anguish and anxiety around what you've just experienced is at the same time is you feel that like your chest is starting to tighten, your arm is starting to go numb, and you basically have lost the use of your right arm.
Ouch!
Sorry, he didn't do anything useful with it anyway.
That's his lightsaber arm.
could be. Don't let me forget that's happened. I got to let you know when that you get over that.
Okay, oh, nice. Let me know. I'm going to get over it.
I am skilled in the psychoanalysis. If you want to talk about your feelings,
that's right. Tell me about your mother.
All right, so at this, so a couple things are happening now. So, the rest of you noticed that Oliver's having some issues with what's going on. You hear Teresa screaming from upstairs, "Fire! Fire! Help! Fire!" And you actually start to hear some whistles. Perhaps the ARP has picked up on the fire.
Turn that light out
in some way. Yeah.
Please go ahead.
Turn that light out. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So as I'm trying to put out the fire on Batty, what was he, number 4, whatever he was there, and that doesn't work. Did Hugh run out ahead of me, or do I notice? Because I'm basically concerned that somebody taking care of the other bad guy there and pulling him under the basement.
I'm picking him up and carrying.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think Robert was gonna. Firemen's carry him up the stairs or something.
Yeah.
Okay. So I noticed that essentially. Okay.
I'm racing up.
Oh, bloop.
The stairs gallantly.
Gallantly.
Yeah. And as you kind of get to the stairs for heading up, you can tell that smoke has penetrated into the first floor. You don't necessarily see any flames, but certainly the fire is spreading. Throughout the home,
right. But is there a clear path so I can kind of?
Yeah, the fire itself or the smoke that I'm describing is kind of back in this kitchen area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, so Todd. Go ahead.
Well, I'm heading up to the second floor though to the master bedroom.
Okay. Yeah, you run it. Yeah, the door bursts open, and you see. She's like, Hugh, what's happening? What's happening? I smell smoke. Like,
there's no time to talk. The house is on fire. We have to go. Come with me. And I wrap my arm around her, and I start leading her down the stairs.
Okay. And she's with you. She's got her. She's grasping your shoulder, and you guys make your way down the stairs. And the rest of you, what'd you like to do?
Ty, real quick, does my sand number go down since I failed that roll?
You already lost 5, right?
No.
So you rolled against sand, you failed.
Right.
Oh, you rolled the D6.
You rolled a D6 and lost 5.
Okay, all right.
That's all you lose.
All right, perfect.
So and an arm.
The second roll where you rolled against your intelligence is for you to recognize, do you understand what happened? And yeah, you do, which makes it worse.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so are you guys going to make your way out the front door? Is that kind of the plan?
Yep. I'm going. I got a dude on my back, and I'm going straight up the stairs and out the front door.
Okay.
And I'm following.
All right. By this time, some fire engines have shown up. I don't know exactly what they would do in blackout situations, but their sirens are going. Perhaps their lights are minimal, but they've shown up to fight the fire. Here comes Teresa. She's with you. That was who was making out. Who was going out first? Was it Hugh and Teresa, or was it Robert and the baddie?
It all depends on the timing. Probably
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you're just coming up directly from the basement. I'm leading her downstairs and having to explain it. I'm probably right behind you, but I imagine.
Yeah, I'm following Robert, carrying the bad guy out.
Robert, why don't you make a spot hidden roll?
Okay. Where's my ones? There it is. Ooh, it's going to be close. It is a fail.
Okay. All right.
Hold on, let's see.
You don't need any luck. Come on.
I don't need any luck. I would have to spend 8.
Ooh, that's a lot.
No, I'm not going to do that.
That's okay. A big spend, yeah.
All right. So you guys all make it outside the home. And at this point, you can kind of see some of the flames lapping throughout the side of the first floor, perhaps kind of where that utility room is marked. And the dining room is marked. You see some flames lapping out. And the ARP and some of the other – who else do we have? The firemen, and they start to work on the home, trying to put the fire out. My home, no! Teresa's weeping. She's certainly very upset. She said, what will I tell Lewis, my husband, who I almost forgot about?
What's his name again?
What's his? I'm looking it up.
Because you're banging your boss.
Yeah. What will I tell Lewis? Thank you, Hugh. But oh, this is horrible. This is
like
horrible.
Never mind that, dear. We have to get going. And I look at whatever. Check. Shut up. I look at Oliver and Eric, because I know Robert doesn't talk and he's busy right now. And I said, we need transport. We have to get back to headquarters right away.
Okay. So, you know, a couple of – so as you're kind of conversing, an ARP member comes up and Robert, what's happened here? What happened to this man? Is he injured? Does he need medical assistance?
So,
Robert doesn't say anything. Robert's flabbergasted.
Dressed in his ARP uniform?
Yes.
Yeah, good point. They're like, hey.
What patrol are you guys from?
Yeah, exactly. So he's trying to figure out what happened to this guy you're carrying.
I mean, I could try fast talk, but that would be kind of silly. Maybe I turn and I look at Hugh. Who's our best fast talker? Maybe I turn and look at Hugh.
Well, Hugh's got charm and persuade is more his style.
Alright.
Yeah, persuade is more like using logic to explain. Fast talk is coming up with, I don't know if you call it a lie, but you know, some
yeah, I got no fast talk.
Underhanded way to
do it.
It's not the officer's way.
I've got charm, but I don't think a guy in an AIP uniform with a German accent would go over so well.
Oh, very charming, yeah.
Oh, because I was going to shout at him in German, but I guess that doesn't go so well.
Warning.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I might as well try. I'll make up a story. It was like, oh, yeah, this man was unconscious. We're taking him to a hospital. So I'm going to take my weak-ass fast talk at him. Because you never know. I could succeed against a 5.
You could, but you won't.
Oh, no. But I don't.
And he kind of looks at you funny. Now, go ahead and make a luck roll.
Nope.
All right. He's like, oh, now see here. What is this all about? Who are you? I don't recognize you from any of the ARP meetings.
Do we have SOE identification of any kind?
No.
Well,
would we? I don't know.
Maybe. Let's look at Oliver again. Oliver, party luck roll.
No pressure.
All right. Let's see what happens here. No. We only have German identification.
That's right. That's right.
At that point.
All right.
Meine Papiere.
Papiere, bitte. Oops.
All right. He's like, all right. And so the flames are picking up, and clearly his attention is on fighting the fire, helping the firefighters fight the fire. He's like, you stay right here. I'll be right back.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
I'm going to not. I'm going to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look very right. Sad.
So.
All right. So you've got Teresa. You've got this unconscious person. Oliver's got one arm that's usable. What are your – give me an idea what your short-term plans are.
So run. So Hugh's going to come up to the front, you know, with Robert and with Teresa.
We're outside now. Yeah. We're all outside.
Yeah. Like, so we're out here, I guess, boom, out front. Yeah. I'm like, gentlemen, we need transport. We have to get back to headquarters before they notice we're gone. We have to get out of here.
Oh, let me just call Uber.
Do you mean Uber?
Uber.
Not Unter?
Yeah.
But my suggestion would be the party move in quickly as we can away from here. And hope that we can find. Well, there's not going to be much transport in the middle of the night, unfortunately, in wartime London.
Can we put the unconscious guy between us, like weakened to Bernie's, like he's drunk?
And with our, so I'll come alongside the bad guy there on the other side of Robert, and we'll kind of drape him over our shoulders and act as if we're an ARP patrol taking a drunkard back.
I mean, is there curfew, or is it just blackout? I don't know if there was a curfew. There's definitely blackout.
Yeah.
I mean, people are allowed to be out, or are they? I don't know.
Gosh, I can't remember. I thought I read about that, but I can't remember.
Yeah. Well, we can use our ARP uniforms. We'll escort the Wookiee to detention.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
As long as we can get away from the first ARP guy, we can.
Right.
You know.
Let's go. I think we move quickly and we find transport, but we get out of the area first on foot.
Yes.
All right. So actually, at that point, a couple of ambulances show up, and a couple of medics hop out of one of the ambulances and approaches both of you or the group of you, and it's at this point that you notice that Teresa is having a little bit of problems breathing. Perhaps she's taken in some smoke So one of the medics is treating her, and then the other one approaches Robert and says, "This man needs medical attention." And he's kind of like, you know, set him down so we can treat him properly.
Maybe I gesture over to the side, you know, kind of where the ambulance is, but away from everybody's view. It's like, I'm going to put him down over there. I'm assuming like he pulled up in the ambulance and like the ambulance is kind of like, we could go around the side of it and kind of be blocked from everyone else's view. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go over there.
Okay.
Does he buy that?
Yeah. Yeah, he'll take that.
All right.
Eric hesitates to talk just because of his accent and wearing a uniform. Might not go over.
Robert's not actually talking. He's just gesturing.
Okay.
No. So okay. Where's Hugh in this? Am I between the two groups? I mean,
your position isn't that important. I mean, you're kind of still tending to Teresa as the medic is right. Having her sit
down. So I kind of want to glance at if I can catch Eric's eye or whatever. I want to glance and kind of nod, like, you know, go with Robert. Just kind of, you know.
Okay.
I got Teresa.
Yep.
Okay.
What's Oliver doing in all this?
I'm still kind of freaked out about the whole guy burning to death in front of me and my arm going numb and
humanity.
I'm sort of trying to get the medic's attention and, like, pointing at my arm. But
what
I'm
about
just not
me?
Really
what about me?
Communicating very effectively right now.
All right, so Robert, then. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I might be going into shock, not entirely sure. So.
Someone's ignoring you.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Well.
So the medic pops the back door open of their ambulance, and there's a gurney in there, and he's starting to pull it out, Robert. I think he's looking for you to help him get the guy in the. On the gurney.
Sure, I'll put him. I'm going to lay the guy down on the gurney.
Okay, fair enough. And as you're doing that, he goes, "Is this a friend of yours? What happened to him?"
And I say, I think it was the smoke.
All right.
Ignore the large bruises on his head.
Ignore the broken jaw.
The broken jaw.
His head's on backwards.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Good point. All right, and then you hear. You hear the medic shouts out, "Sykes, we got to go. This one's hurt." And he goes, "All right, ma'am, I think you're okay." And so then he makes his way back to the ambulance, and they hop in.
Can we hop in the back?
I was just gonna ask, are one of you gonna? You could probably.
We can't let this happen.
You could probably. Yeah. Allow them to, you know, they could probably take one of you and you could find out what hospital they're going to.
Mm.
I think I go with him since I'm his friend.
Okay. All right. We don't have room for the rest of you. Your friend will be at the Royal Herbert Hospital. And
okay.
All right, you know that's
Eric not, backs off and goes back to Hugh.
You know that that's not too far away. That's still
all
in
right.
Charlton.
So, right, that's where we have to go right now.
So I've got Robert in the back of the ambulance, and the rest of you watching this home burn. Teresa's weeping, and that's probably a good stopping point for the night.
Mine.
Excellent.
Drama.
That is a good cliffhanger.
Drama.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun,
dun, dun. I didn't get to psychoanalyze Oliver yet.
Oh, you'll have your chance.
I want to know, what do you think of your mother?
Well, I mean, the good news is, Duck, you've got a whole week to roll a new character, so...
You don't think we're going to the hospital? Well, if one person had to go into their doom, I can at least take one or two of them with me.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Cool. Yeah, there's a couple things that happened I didn't expect. That's cool. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. All right. Just looking ahead, we'll play next Monday, but then we'll probably take a break or two with the holidays. Okay.
Okay.
Very nice.
And very good. Oh yeah, Duck. Duck's getting his traveler stuff all ready to go, huh?
That's right.
Crazy town. Right.
Looks cool. That's
a lot of pent up demand. Well, and this was my motivation. I was like, oh, this role playing stuff is pretty cool. Well, that and Dave's game at AACCon.
Yeah. Just give it a go. And see how it goes.
Yeah.
Sweet.
All right, gents.
Cool.
Talk to you all next week.
All right. Yeah, see you.
Good night, everyone. Awesome.